Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't just make good choices, they make God decisions. Let me say that again. I said real men don't make good choices, they make God decisions. Now, I know what you may be thinking. You said, Joe, what do you mean by that? Aren't choices and decisions the same thing? Well, I'm going to give you two perspectives, and you can decide to choose for yourself, pun intended. Now, according to Webster's Dictionary, a choice is a noun described as an act or instance of selecting. Now, but on the other hand, Webster's Dictionary defines decision as a noun described as an act or process of determining as of a question or doubt by making a judgment, a process in making a judgment. See, on the surface, they sound familiar, but if you dig a little bit deeper, you can hear the subtle difference, or at least I can hear it. A choice seems to be a selection we usually make without much thought in an instance, but a decision seems to be a process that we go through. But that's from the Webster's Dictionary or a worldly point of view. But what about from a Christ perspective or a spiritual point of view? Think about it. We make and face choices all of the time, most of them painless. Like, what time will I get up in the morning or go to bed at night? Or what would I wear? Where would I eat for lunch? Who would I call? What would I have for dinner? Which lane will I take when I'm driving? What will I read or listen to or watch on television tonight? You get the point. Most choices we make in a given day don't have life-altering or eternal consequences, only temporary ones. However, decisions are much different. Even Webster described it as a process that is rooted in doubt and results in making a judgment, or what the Bible would say, using wisdom. And usually a decision we make not only has an impact on us, it usually impacts others around us. Sometimes people we don't even know. Now, if you think I'm splitting hairs on this, just consider some of our favorite Bible scriptures and you tell me if there's a difference. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Now, as a Christian, is that something you simply choose to do or something you must decide to do? What about James 1, 2? Count it all joy, my brother, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Now, as a Christian, does that require a choice on our part or a decision? Matthew 16, 24. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, in your experience as a believer, does that require a simple choice or a committed decision? Now, yes, a lot of things require us to make a simple choice, but some things often require us making tough and difficult decisions. To me, the main difference between a choice and a decision is a choice usually requires an answer to what. In other words, what to do to satisfy us. But a decision usually demands an answer of how to do it in order to please God. Like, for instance, I can choose to follow Christ, but how would I follow him to honor God when I can't feel his presence sometimes? I can choose to trust God, but how do I trust him when it's hard and I can't seem to track his footsteps? I can choose to forgive my enemies, but how do I forgive them when I don't feel like it and I don't want to, but I want God to forgive me? See, I may know what to do, but how do I decide the best way to do it and do it God's way? This requires more than just a choice. It requires a decision rooted in wisdom. And that's what I'm going to share with you this week on the Real Men Check-In. It's 9 ways, according to scripture, and we're talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and chapter 10, 9 ways you can use God's wisdom to make better decisions that can have eternal and even relational consequences with God and with others. And I'm going to go through them quickly for you. When you're facing a tough or difficult decision that will impact you or others or potentially the kingdom, just ask yourself any of these 9 questions and then allow the Holy Spirit, your guide, your counselor, and your helper to help you decide. Here's the first one. Will it make Jesus look good? Will it make Jesus look good? In other words, will your decision represent or misrepresent him? Misrepresent his word, his character, or his love? Now you can find that in 1 Corinthians 9 verses 19 through 22. Here's the second one. What you're about to say or do, are you motivated by your desire to show Christ to others? In other words, will it prove Christ or just prove your point? So what you're about to say or do, are you motivated by your desire to show Christ to others? That's 1 Corinthians 9:23 and chapter 10, verse 23. Here's number three. Will it bring out God's best in you? In other words, will it help you do and be your best? 1 Corinthians 9:25. Here's the fourth one. Will God's word say it's a sin or cause you to sin? Will God's word say it's a sin or cause you to sin? In other words, does it contradict or confirm God's word? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Number five, will it be the best and most beneficial course of action? Or are you just deciding to do what's most comfortable and convenient for you? Will it be the best and most beneficial course of action? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 and verse 33. Here's number six. What you're about to do or say, do you care sincerely about the other person? Is it really about them or is it more about you? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. Here's number seven. Does it or would it demonstrate love and the fruit of the Spirit? We're talking about patience, kindness, gentleness, faith, humility, self-control, peace. Will it reflect those things in your decision? That's 1 Corinthians 10:24. Here's number eight. Will it cause or tempt others to sin? Will it cause or tempt others to sin? In other words, will it help, hurt, or hinder their faith? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32. And here's the ninth question, or ninth way you can make a godly decision. Does it or will it bring God the most glory? Does it or will it bring God the most glory? In other words, will it make him smile? That's 1 Corinthians 10:31. And there you have it. Simple choices, but tough decisions we as Christian men and husbands and fathers have to make as the spiritual leaders of our home. Now, I know they're not easy, but they're necessary. And I know you can do it because the Bible tells us in James 1:5 that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So I pray that he gives it to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because the consequences are eternal. Remember, real men don't just make good decisions, they make God decisions. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And to make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays as well. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. The Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, and reviewing and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to make the decision to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.